the genre to a wild place. You don't do something because it's a sure thing. You don't do something for the bank. That's the one that flops. That's a riskier proposition than doing something completely original. It's risky to be safe. For all of Eisner's efforts to establish Disney as a growth company with 20% annual profit and market capitalization increases, the only division that indisputably met the criteria was ESPN, now run by Steve Bornstein's affable former deputy, George Bodenheimer. Besides the steep increase in fees charged to cable operators, ESPN had aggressively expanded the brand and now boasted ESPN2, ESPN Classic, and ESP News. Still, there were concerns at ESPN's Bristol headquarters. Bornstein's 8-year, $9 billion deal with the NFL would expire in 2005. Any renewal would cost even more. Ironically, ESPN was exactly what Eisner had always said he disdained, a distributor of content owned by others. True, ESPN had packaged that content in some original ways, with shows like SportsCenter and Pardon the Interruption, which were essentially sports talk shows. In July, ESPN's programming head, 33-year-old Mark Shapiro, hired conservative radio star Rush Limbaugh to add a provocative element to pregame football coverage. Limbaugh was fired just a few weeks into the show after making what was deemed a racially insensitive remark, and then began treatment for what he described as an addiction to painkillers. Despite these efforts, ESPN was essentially dependent on the rights to actual sports events. When it lost the rights to NASCAR racing, ratings suffered. So the previous December, Shapiro spread the word that ESPN was looking for an original sports-themed dramatic series, something that would be appointment TV for the heavily male audience coveted by national advertisers. After all, the E in ESPN stood for entertainment, and a successful original series would lessen ESPN's dependence on sports programming owned by others. Shapiro read over 70 scripts and treatments before focusing on The Red Zone, a pilot script by John Eisendroth, a former Washington Monthly reporter who was also a writer for ABC's Alias. Eisendroth had originally written the script for the FX channel, which opted for The Shield instead. Shapiro and other ESPN executives met with Eisendroth in Hollywood several times, and Eisendroth pressed his view that traditional fictional series about sports had never worked. A fictional sports event could never compete with the suspense and excitement of a real game. He wanted to do a series that used sports as a backdrop, a series about men caught up in a macho culture that didn't sanction fear or emotion. In other words, professional football. By February, Shapiro was so enthusiastic that he ordered 11 episodes to be produced by Disney's Touchstone Studio, with plans to run each episode 5 to 6 times a week. Shapiro conferred regularly with Eisendroth over the storylines. In the script for the second episode, which was about drug usage by players, there was a reference to Hall of Famer Lawrence Taylor, the former linebacker for the New York Giants, who admitted to years of drug use while in the NFL. Shapiro said he was worried about how the NFL would react, adding, "Look, we're portraying a fictional world.